If you recall, it came up first in the September board meeting, and the staff here had put together a proposed budget for the board. They raised a number of questions about that, in particular, what was all was involved in putting together the Roth effort, which is a multi-year effort. So we went back to
this is the initiative to bring a Roth TSP into the TSP suite of plans, right?
That's correct, yeah. Exactly. Yes. So we went back and did a little more pencil sharpening on that and got back to them for the October meeting. Greg Long, the executive director, made the presentation. Under our laws, unlike other agencies where they go back and forth with the Office of Management and Budget on the budget for running their agencies, we don't do that. We don't go through OMB. Our budget is included in the president's budget, but it is decided by the five board members who are the fiduciaries for the plan. So there's no involvement from anybody elsewhere in government on it. So what they did after taking a closer look at it and where we ended up last year or this current fiscal year, 2010, are we in 2011? Now we are. We are in 2011.
We just passed the October 1st.
Right. So in fiscal 2010, we had a budget of $130.3 million. We ended up spending about $119 million of that. Now, I think I told you before, we weren't real happy about that because we like to spend what we and accomplish what we planned on. But a couple of things got behind. We couldn't get to everything we wanted to get to, so we ended up spending $119 million. When we came back to the board, we laid out those costs associated with the Roth effort, and they decided that they expected we probably wouldn't be able to spend that money again. In other words, that there would be some things that wouldn't get accomplished despite our desires to get it all done. So they approved a budget for 2011 identical to the 2010 budget. That's 130.3. But then said, look, depending on how things are going, let's revisit this in May, see how things are going. If they're going better than we expect and you're getting more accomplished, there's room for more in the budget.
Good.
So that's where we are.
And again, people often, most folks think, oh, you have to approve it to the OMB, and they, you know, go through that process, and then Congress. You guys don't have that same process.
That's exactly right, because this is participant money. Remember, that's taxpayers' money that's going through that process, and so the executive branch and the Congress are both involved in raising or lowering or executing the tax program for the government. This is not tax money. This is participants' money. It has to be spent solely in their interest.
And yet you're always very cognizant of how much you spend, because all that ends up in, I mean, one of the great things about TSP is the low rates, the low fees that you have to pay.
Exactly. And we do have a statutory responsibility, the board does in particular, to develop policies that provide for low administrative expenses. So they are always attentive to that.
Let's talk a little bit about contribution limits, because they're there every year. Sometimes people don't always think about them, but they're important because it makes a difference how much you can contribute to your TSP each year.
That's right, exactly, especially for FERS employees, because you want to make sure that you set up your contributions program under FERS so that each pay period you're contributing at least 5% of your own money, because the 5% contribution you put in each pay period drives the 5% you get from the employer, the 1% automatic contribution and the 4% total and matching contributions that you get. If you run out of room to contribute, if you hit that limit before the end of the year, you'll have to forego some matching contributions.
So, and the limits are change every year. We were in a kind of different period over the last couple years, right?
That's right. Well, they are calculated every year. They don't need to change every year. And although we don't have the final word yet from IRS, at least I haven't seen anything.
I just looked, and I haven't seen it either.
So. Okay. But since the measurement on contributions to 401ks and the TSP is similar to the measurement used to determine whether there is an increase in Social Security benefits or civil service retirement benefits, benefits, and those have already been determined by the Social Security Administration and OPM to not have an increase. I would be very surprised if there were an increase in the IRS limits this year, which would mean they'd stay right where they are. For most employees, the important numbers are $16,500 on your own contributions and $5,500 in catch-up contributions for those who are age 50 and older.
And describe to folks what the catch-up contributions are.
That's for us old folks to give us. We go a little slower than others, and sometimes we have to catch up. And what this is for really is for people who earlier in their careers didn't contribute the maximum to the TSP or to their 401k. And after they hit 50, the tax law allows them to put in a little bit more and try to make up for that. Kind of a hurry up offense on your way to try to get to that complete retirement benefit.
But there's no way you can make up for the magic of compound interest. That's something that just takes time.
That's absolutely true, and that's the reason why we were so excited to put in place earlier this year the automatic enrollment,
yeah.
Which we're getting our first numbers on now, and we're seeing that in August, which was a partial month for auto enroll, we signed up an additional 5,600 people. In September, our first full month, 18,000 new people were auto enrolled, meaning that they were automatically enrolled in the TSP in their first pay period of federal employment.
And just a reminder, they're put in the G funds.
That's right.
And it's at 3%.
That's correct. Yeah, the dollar for dollar match goes to 3%. So that's what we set it up as. But you can change that if you want. If you want to gather up the full match, as we always recommend you try to do, put in 5%. That'll pick up 4% in matching contributions. Plus, you also get the agency automatic 1%.
And are you seeing percentages on how many people decide? Because it's now automatically on. You're in TSP. How many people are saying, no, I don't want to do that right now?
Very small numbers right now. Let's see here, and we're just starting, and I'll share these numbers with you, this report, and we'll have it regularly from now on. But I'm looking at opted out 0.2%, 0.5%,
right.
1% plus decline TSP. Larger percentages elected something other than 3%. They likely went to 5, but we haven't plumbed all those numbers yet. But then the overall number of accepting auto enrollment in August, that was 68% simply accepted it. September, 58% simply accepted it. So we'll give you all these numbers. You can put them up on your website. I know you like to do that for your listeners, but it's looking very positive at this point.
And it's great. I mean, as you say, that when you get tap into that money, it's that magic of compound interest.
That's right. That first dollar is the one that you put in is the one that grows the most.